the Comedy Kingdom.
Hail to the Comedy Kingdom. Hail to this realm of mirth. Here's to our queen. May she live in clover. Here's to her subjects. When we laugh all over. Throw away your troubles. Cast aside your blues. Just wear a smile. You will find it's all the style in the Comedy Kingdom.
Personality boys and the it girls. But this session is devoted to personality. You know them, the men who take correspondence courses in personality and willpower, and when they get it, they don't know what to do with it. The blonde gold diggers with the big blue eyes who can make you feel that she's taking dinner with you and not from you. The man with such a cordial hand clasp and such a friendly personality, you know he hasn't any money. The woman who looks and acts like a big battleship, hunting for somebody to sink. And that other female type who goes through life demanding to see the manager. Personality. That indefinable something that makes us what we are, whether we like it or not. Then there's another kind of personality, but I won't describe it. I'll simply introduce it. Here you are, a double dose of it, null and void.
Well. Ah, what a day, Mr. Null, what a day. The flowers, the sunshine, and the trees.
Speaking of the trees, Mr. Boyd, what do you suppose becomes of all those brown leaves in the fall?
Oh, haven't you ever smoked one of my special homemade cigars? Oh. Come, Mr. Null. Why are you wearing that downtrodden look on your face?
Oh, woe is me, Mr. Boyd. Woe is me. My wife has been picking on me again. I tell you, she's just an old hen.
See here, my little Daisy. The trouble is all with you. Brace up like a man. Assert yourself. Change your personality.
Pooh-pooh, you telling me to change my personality? You don't even know what personality is.
Oh, I don't, eh? Personality is...
Well, what is it?
I have it. Personality is something that a worm hasn't very much of.
Oh, see here, Mr. Boyd. Do you mean to insinuate that I am a worm?
No, but you can't fool an old hen. Oh. Well, cheer up, Mr. Null. Your troubles are but a mere bag of begonias. Did you hear what happened to my brother, Featherpuss?
Why, no, what happened to him?
Well, sir, little Prunella, his bride of but a month, has left him.
Oh, that's too bad. What was the trouble?
Well, to begin with, she fired the cook.
Yes, yes, well, go ahead.
Then he came home and ate a meal that Prunella had cooked.
Yes, yes, well, what then?
Well, he managed to swallow everything till he came to the pie.
Till he came to the pie, yes, I got it.
He ate most of that, and then he said to Prunella, he said,
what
kind of pie is this?
Well, what?
He says it's blueberry.
Blueberry! Go ahead.
He says it's darn pale looking for blueberry.
Yes, and well, what'd she say then?
She says it is kind of pale. Maybe I should have used another bottle of Bluey.
I say, another bottle of Bluey?
Yes.
Well, what happened then?
Well, when they'd finished eating, she says, Featherpuss, darling, that's
what
he called
it. Yes. Go ahead, yes.
What will I get if I fix you a meal like this every day for a week?
Oh, yeah.
You know what he says
to her? No, what'd he say?
He says, you'll get my life insurance.
I say, yes. Well, tell me, me, whatever became of Prunella's maiden sister, Lucinda?
Lucinda? Ah, there was a personality for you.
Oh, yes.
She had a heart of gold with teeth to match.
Oh, sure.
Well, sir, Lucinda finally up and married an X-ray specialist.
Oh, Lucinda finally married that X-ray specialist? Well, she certainly was lucky. You know, nobody else could ever see anything in her.
Yes, 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 but the poor girl up and took ill.
Oh, my, that's too bad. Where were the symptoms?
Symptoms? Symptoms?
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes, the symptoms. They were out of town for the weekend.
Oh, that's always the way. Never around when you want them. Well, did they call a doctor for Lucinda?
Yes, the doctor said that what she needed was plenty of salt air.
Well, did her husband send her to Palm Beach?
No, he fanned her with a herring.
Goodbye.
So long.
Au revoir.
Personality, in fact, Personality Plus, presenting Shirley Watson singing Trust in Me.
Trust in me in all you do. Have the faith I have in you. Love will see us through if only you trust in me. Come to me when things go wrong. Cling to me and I'll be strong. We can get along as you trust in me. While there's a moon on high, while there's a bird to fly, while there's a you and I, you can be sure I'll love you. Stand beside me all the while. Face the future with a smile. Trust in me and I'll be worthy of you. All the while, face the future with a smile. Trust in me, and I'll be worthy of you.
Speaking of personality, have you heard about the man who was so conceited he joined the Navy to let the world see him? Well, you'll hear more about him now from an old friend of yours. Uncle Hank the Lanky Yank.
There's a feller out in Ciderville. He's the greatest for miles around. He holds more dern positions and offices than anyone that could be found. And on some of the jobs there's a uniform, or a cap, or a badge, or a star. And some of the suits are so flashy, you can see him pretty darn far. In case of fire, he's the fire chief. He's the constable when looking for a thief. In case of marriage, he's the justice of the peace. And in case of arrest, he's the town police. His picture is on the front page. If he's manager on the stage, or sheriff in search of a slayer, or a making a speech as a mayor. And if you want to know just who it is between you and I, I'm not cracking nothing but I'm the guy. He is also the custodian of the instruments in the band. When he has a little spare time to kill, he toots beneath the old bandstand. In the last 30 years of practicing, he has learned on him all pretty fair. So now they use him for filling in for anyone that couldn't be there. If Bill can't come, he plays the piccolo. Next day he'll toot upon the flute, or he'll play a tune upon the old bassoon. He figures he's out of place, toting the horn like the bass, or the fellas that think he was dumb if he's stupid to play the drum. And if you want to know just who it is between you and I, I'm not cracking nothing sweet, but I'm the guy.
You can please all of the people some of the time and some of the people all of the time, but to please all of the people all of the time, you have to be good. And if you want to know how good, here's an example. Eeny, meeny, miny, and mo.
You're nobody's sweetheart now. You're nobody's sweetheart now. Oh, they don't baby you somehow. Fancy hose, la-da-da-da, silken gown, la-da-da-da. You'd be out of place in your own hometown. You walk down the avenue, whoa, I just can't believe it's you. Painted lips, painted eyes, wearing a bird of paradise. It all seems wrong somehow, that you're nobody's sweetheart now.
Come on, Henry. There goes Henry. He's the one. Painted lips warm, painted eyes warm, wearing a bird of paradise. It all seems wrong somehow.
Yeah, boy, yeah. How sweet did a bit of a little bit of a little
bit. You're nobody's sweetheart now.
Through the Comedy Kingdom. But one last word of advice to the ladies on personality. You can't eat your cake and have it.